At the end of the podcast, one of our favorites from The Walking Dead, you might remember him as Abraham. He's got a brand new show called Clarice. Michael Cudlitz is going to be our guest. Again, that's right after the closing jingle of the podcast. You have that bonus interview.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week.
Why are you laughing, Carson?
Everything's on
not
their
what
mind.
I expected.
What? What? This is a very sad day. Let's go back to it.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. How we get the podcast.
I like sad Patrick.
The podcast.
Holding up my lighter.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It's a sad day because Patrick is not in here with us in the studio. So just wanted to let his presence
I know. I wish he was here. Too bad. I know.
I like fried chicken.
Who doesn't love fried chicken? I love fried chicken, guys. One of my favorites. A great gold.
Yes.
What are we going to do with our gold? Are we ever going to compile these into some sort of one, like a playlist?
We need to make a song, just like a big supercut, and it's like we have a song, and all the golds talk to each other. That could be something, man. Like, you know how we used to do with the OKs and all that?
Okay.
Let me see. Watch. Let me get the golds out here with the OKs. So
I think those should always be ready to roll.
Well, I don't have enough room here on my little thingy, my little button pressing thing. Let's go to this one here. Let's see how this works.
Alessa. Alessa.
That was the lady who couldn't say Alexa.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
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 We have such a weird world. We live in all of us.
I found another okay.
Oh. Okay.
So what do you guys do? Well, we collect okays. We collect
people, them all.
We collect people saying, if you have a weird thing and you're like, you say things funny, we collect it.
And wonderful. We
like wonderful.
Wonderful.
It helps. It helps me keep my dignity.
Oh, man.
Do you know where that's from? You got to just pull them all up. Just pull them up.
Are we going to do a run-through?
Well,
we haven't done this in a while.
We have not, and it is my favorite thing that we've ever done.
Okay, so we did the Alexa lady. We can't do we have the guy who sounds like the scientist from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nothing's more suspicious than frog's breath.
Nothing's more suspicious than frog's breath.
It's almost the same guy.
Yep.
I didn't know you edited the thing.
Yeah, I put them together because it needed to be. Then we have the thing, the yay, like whenever people take selfies and it's like a big group and they all take a picture and you...
Yay!
Never understood that one. So we got 2-foot Fred.
Ta-ta-ta-ta!
We have what
I... Did I ever tell you, Carson, when Fred used to come in and he would do... Our
what was it called?
Music. What do we call
bricks.
That? Music City. Anyway, it's like country music.
Like 2 minutes with 2-foot Fred or something like. I forget what we called it.
And so he would come in and he would record it. He would tape it up once a week. Well, he left, and somebody comes in and goes, "Dude, who was just here?" I go, "That was 2-foot Fred." And he said, "I went into the men's restroom." And Fred had pulled up his little rascal lark thingy, and he was standing on the arm of the chair and peeing into the urinal. Like, just standing there.
Like, to be able
top,
to reach
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And holding on to the little divider.
That's so awesome, man. Like, it's such a visual.
He's like, that was the most unusual thing I've seen in a long time.
Not what you were expecting when you came into work that day, I bet.
And what happened what's his name? Maggots, Michael. How's the maggots? What's his name? Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer?
Yeah. And Kiefer picked. Yeah, go ahead.
He thought, you tell the story. It's fine.
Keeper, yeah, just Fred comes in and he goes, guess who I ran into last night at the bar? I'm like, who? He goes, I ran into Kiefer Sutherland. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And Kiefer's the one from 24, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And oh, that's cool, man. I said, how'd it go? He goes, it was weird. He wanted to know if he could pick me up. He's like, I said, what? He goes, yeah. I said, that happen a lot? He goes, yeah, more than you know. You know, you get in clubs and stuff, and people get drunk, and they just want to know if they can pick me up. I go, what'd you tell him? He goes, I said, yeah. And I said, oh, so he just picks you up and holds you? And he goes, well, he picked me up and then licked my face. I was like, oh, wow, cool. All right. And he goes, yeah, it was quite a night.
Kind of weird, man.
Yeah.
Could you imagine somebody just walking up to you and licking your face? Isn't that like sexual assault, technically?
I mean, let's not call it that because I did it to a guy I worked with once. Oh. So
you licked someone's face.
I did. Yep. He was remarking about my dating history in a not so favorative way, and so I decided, oh well, I'm gonna spread my germs on you, and I just grabbed his face and I licked him.
Ta 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 ta. Do you guys remember the? That, I think, still is part of the problem.
So which one is that one?
The reason 2020 went so bad is because they recreated the mummy voice. What they did is they found a mummy, and they used a computer imaging thing to do a 3D printing of his larynx, and they made his voice. They were like, if you would like to know what a person sounded like 3,000 years ago, we've recreated this mummy's voice, and here it is.
What a letdown. Everyone was like, I remember, I
saw the news article and they're like, this is the, now you can hear a person from 3,000 years ago. And they sound like a person from now. Yeah, it was kind of a lame thing.
Couldn't have him say anything.
Yeah, I mean, why couldn't they just do like a computer? You take that tone and you put it into a computer voice where it says,
and now.
You know, like the Big D and Bubba thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Make him Siri.
You know, there's like a big, because you know that, because once you get, you're working on a project, you're really into this project, you forget, you know, that, you know what I mean? You think it's really important, and you don't think that that's stupid.
And it's not.
And so, you know, they had like this big unveiling. They're like, so, are you guys ready? Yeah, we're ready. You can't, it's unbelievable. It's historic. And they had a press conference, and everyone's there, and he sits up there and he goes, ladies and gentlemen, I give you, what's his name? King.
It was a mummy. It was like a priest or something. Yeah. So, yeah, I think really that was what started the whole 2020 thing, is they let the priest's voice be heard after 3,000 years. And that's what happened. We had a year. Put a little echo on it for drama.
What else you got?
Now, let's see. It's like a can opener for cans.
that was
my draft top thing.
That was dumb. Actually, you know what? I have to say, I don't think it's that dumb. It's a kind of a neat little invention, and where it takes the can off of takes the top off, but it's the entire. Like if you were to take instead of drinking
a beer out of a can in the little hole,
yeah, the whole thing comes off.
The whole entire round top comes off, and it's like safe, like it won't cut you or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it turns it into a glass.
I was watching old episodes of Shark Tank, and they were on there.
Really?
Yeah, I think somebody invested.
Oh well,
I did. Might have been Cuban.
I invested with it, and I have one. It's like a can opener for cans. That's what can openers are for. We have this classic.
A man and a woman.
All right, bye-bye.
What was that?
Just somebody, all right, bye-bye, but they had an interesting voice.
Oh, so let's hear that again. I like that.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. It's
good. All right, bye-bye.
I think it's the same person.
All right, bye-bye.
If you want to know what the priest sounded like,
all right, bye-bye.
There you go.
Do we have Patrick saying bye-bye?
Yeah.
Oh, drunk
somewhere.
Patrick?
Yes.
I will
find that one.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
I don't know what this one is. I'm going to skip it because it's late. There's a couple that have to be skipped. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, because they some of them are not airworthy. Oh.
Ask your doctor if it's right for you.
I am. I'm asking you.
Well, I'm saying it's right for you.
Let's see. Here's something.
Testamax. That's right.
It's labeled awkward. Okay, let's see what awkward is.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're such butts sometimes.
I know.
I want to hear it one more.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dude, we're terrible, man. Let's see.
Oh, my gosh.
Just cook him a good meal. And if you can't, buy him some Popeyes.
Some Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Buy him some Popeyes.
That's straight from my hometown.
Some Popeyes.
That is Houma, Louisiana right there. Popeyes.
Barack Obama.
Oh, remember him, the little Barack kid?
We got to worry about him flying around on the poet.
That was the bees guy. Remember the bees guy?
That, you know who turned us on to that? Randy Houser.
Yes. Randy Houser came in. Mm-hmm. He was like, this is my favorite video right now.
Him and Lee were all laughing about it.
We got to worry about him flying around on the porch.
Flying around on the porch. They had these bees flying around the porch. You had to worry about them flying around on the porch.
The porch.
We got to worry about them flying around on the porch.
Like, seriously, America is fantastic because we have so many different types of people, so many backgrounds, so many different little differences in, like, voices and accents and all that. Seriously, we have the best stuff. What is this? Belinda? Melly. Oh. No, that one can't air.
No.
No, sorry. I know what it is now. Your husband cannot live. Oh, dude,
this is a good one.
Yeah, this lady called up and we were talking about things that tell us something that we don't know about you, that, you know, whatever, that's fascinating or something. Your husband cannot live with you?
No, because I live between two schools.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
Oh. It took me a second, but oh
yeah,
it took us a second too. We're like, okay.
Oh.
Back home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Oh, legend. Legend.
Because you are awesome. You, Big V and Baba, you are awesome.
We are awesome. That's right.
Very awesome.
One of my favorites. Yeah. Big D thinks.
He has really great hips.
Does he, Big D?
Yes.
I could use little clips all day.
All I gotta say is beauty. If beauty wants to call me, beauty's always allowed to call.
Wasn't that the guy who was talking about Carson?
Oh dear.
There was a reason he was like talking about you, and like I don't remember. I don't know if I want to play this one. This one is Brian, who's at the end of the podcast. We always play his. I'm sorry, but
that Brian.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, you know what.
It's real life.
It's real life, and it's also gives you a story of the backstory of why things are. At the end of the podcast of the song, you hear, Patrick singing, that was a pod. At the very end, you hear, I'm sorry. Well, that comes from my stalker dude that we confronted and called, and he... like he would send me, because I get all the text messages on the show during the show, and I would get,
80 a day?
80 text messages a day?
Wow. Actually, no, I think that's lowballing because it was a lot.
And I started getting.
We should be friends.
Oh, gosh.
Why can't we be friends? Let's be friends.
You tell me he'd like, hey, Big D, I like your Gotti beard.
Yeah. And can you spell goatee?
Yeah.
Goatee.
So it was Gotti, like Gotti. John Gotti.
And then he started sending me pictures of just body parts that had a ton of hair. I mean, I don't even know what it was. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, what is that? And I was like, hey, dude, you got to ixnay on the old pictures. Like, you can't. I'm like.
Please don't send pictures.
You can't. Then we got to back it off, man. You're wearing me out with these text messages. And so I had his number because, he's texting. So we call him. And having this kind of, he's like, hey, let's be friends.
He was so excited when Big D called.
So excited. Let's be friends. And Bubba's like, he doesn't want to be your friend. And I was like, dude, take it easy, Bubba.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. I mean, somebody needed to tell this guy, back off.
And
I'm here to protect my boy.
And so he's like, hey, we can be friends. We can be friends. I'm like, well, hey, man, we can't be friends, man. Like, you know, it's, you cross the line, blah, blah, blah. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I said, hey, put your mom on the phone.
Now, this guy wasn't a kid.
No.
Mm-hmm. He was not a kid. Yeah, he was older, like Big D said, very hairy.
And I said, I don't know what made me say it, man. I just got a feeling. And that's when it got weird.
I'm sorry.
And then he hung up.
Wow. Oh,
God. It was so weird.
It was weird.
So then we called back, remember?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
Crazy.
That could be in a horror movie.
Yeah.
It kind of was.
Yeah.
I mean, D had several different law enforcement agencies involved.
I had three agencies involved.
So it was it was crazy, man.
Because I had to get up early and bring kids to school, and they were supposed to
bring kids to school.
I love school. I want to go to school.
Because I had to get up early and bring kids to school, and...
So great.
There was we had some guests in. I'm not going to say who they were, but it was a guy and girl, and she was talking about the things that made them good at what they do. You know, okay.
You know, he's great what he's great at, and I'm good at what I'm good at, great at.
Oh, okay.
So she had to adjust it.
Yeah.
He's great at what he does. I'm good at what I do. I mean, I'm great at what I do. Yeah. It was like what?
You know, he's great what he's great at, and I'm good at what I'm good at, great at.
Or is she good at what she's great at? I don't know. I don't know what this one is. People microwave their balls and talking about softball, you know, so you can hit home runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they really?
You microwave, you nuke your balls. People microwave their balls, but it just as a standalone clip. That is once again the power of the soundbite because, you know, if you, radio host, blah, 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 said this. People microwave their balls and film at 11.
It's also, I mean, that's what they do in the media.
Yeah.
Dude, Bubba sent me something the other day. I was like, dude, that's, they cut it off. That's not how the whole thing went on.
He made me go and look for myself.
Yeah.
What?
What was that from?
I don't remember.
It was some kind of good news, and you were excited about it.
Oh, I know what it was. It was whenever we won our very first CMA award or ACM award. Yeah, I forget which one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, I forget who it was that called us. I think it might have been Rascal Flatts. And they said, you just won your CMA award. What?
Yeah.
And I went all couillon. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Sorry, a little Cajun slipped out.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, your time is up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's your go-to right there. That's Bubba back in the day. That's Little Bub.
Yeah.
Little Bub doing a concert spot.
I was Little back then, too.
Doing a concert spot for whoever.
For Jade, man.
Jade.
Back in 94.
Buckshot slug, buckshot slug, buckshot slug, and she's covered.
Do you remember what that was? That was the guy who was trying, because we were trying to get Carson to get a gun for her house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This guy was calling and he was talking about the Taurus, the way he's just saying, you know, you have buckshot, then you put a slug, buckshot, slug, and you're covered.
Buckshot, slug, buckshot, slug, buckshot, slug, and she's covered.
So in other words, alternate loading.
Okay.
So you have buckshot and then a slug. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Back on 9/11. We were going to carry the Bush announcement, and
this is several weeks after, you know, everyone was like, hey, let's go to war, and so everyone's waiting for him to declare, you know, war, and everyone's out for blood, and it was a huge
Congress, man.
I mean, he was standing before Congress, and everyone's covering it. It's like, and so we covered it. We were taking it live. We're waiting for them to, and then our satellite switcher screwed up, and it changed the channel
automatically.
Because it would change it at a certain, because of the clock. And so on the air, this is like we were building it up like, hey, this is it. This is a
big
historic time in the world's history. This is a big deal. And so we aired this.
This morning, I am sending to Congress a request for
nachos, pizza, wings, ribs, pork belly.
That really happened. That totally really happened.
And Patrick starts running down.
You know how Patrick overreacts.
Yeah, he went down into the switcher room to move it.
But he saved the day, but still.
This morning, I am sending to Congress a request for
nachos.
Here's somebody with some cassettes.
I have some cassette tapes, and I thought maybe y'all might like them.
I love cassettes. That is Peter Pan from Kelsey Ballerini with Big D and Bubba. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Safer Ride app. Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride or call a crab. Call a crab.
Call a crab.
Yeah, call a crab. Oh, my
call
gosh.
Jay.
Oh, that's called Jay. Some of these are really inside jokes.
Yeah. Though.
Can I pick that dog?
Oh, no.
Can I pick that dog?
Let's see.
Can you sing something for us right now?
Sing a poem. No, I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
That was a guy who called in and said he was a singer. So D's like, sing. And he's like, no. And then immediately starts singing.
Can you sing something for us right now?
Sing a poem. No, I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
I'm watching the... the day we're recording this is when the vehicle went into the Capitol and hit the barricade. So it's been all over the news of what's going on. But that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
What's even crazier is that people think that they can get close to it.
Well, did you see? did you see the barrier that went up that stopped it? I mean, there are all kinds of deterrents to keep that from happening. There's a whole industry of that. I watched a really cool YouTube video on it. Some of them look like potted plants or whatever, but they're buried like way down deep into the ground, and like you can't it'll just rip your
so if you think you can go through the potted plant, you're not
they have stuff that goes across a road, and it's like a rope, but it's got all these different layers that are molded and built that way, and it just rips the whole thing in half. The truck just gets like a knife through it.
Like one of those little butter cutter thingies.
Yeah.
Or the cheese cutter things.
But all over D.C. they have these in-ground vehicle deterrents that pop up. They can deploy them at any time, or they're activated on their own. Sometimes you see them, but a lot of times they're hidden. Hmm.
So they hit two officers, apparently?
I thought I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the actual... news on it, because I'm looking at two different networks and they're both saying different things. One saying they got out, hit two Capitol Hill officers. The other one says they got out of the vehicle with a knife. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. We won't know until, you know.
Do you guys later. Ever, I know we work at the back of the building. Have you driven around the front lately?
Nope.
The sign is tilted. What happened? Do you know somebody?
The storm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought somebody, because my first thought is, some idiot with a car rammed into it, and I was.
Well, you're so used to people hitting
my house. So
Carson's house. How many times has your house been hit?
It was four or five. I think I'm trying to tally it up, and
you weren't on a.
I lived on a corner in a subdivision.
But I'm saying you weren't like normally.
No, it wasn't
you would
a busy
think,
street.
Well,
or...
normally you would think though, if somebody falls asleep at the wheel, they're going to hit the car directly across the street from the intersection, like a T.
You think a T, right?
That's not the case. Mm-hmm. This is on the corner.
It was a four-way stop. And
one time I would understand. Flukes happen. Twice? That's a little crazy.
I mean, it happened twice in one week to me. So yeah, that's why I did. I saw. I was driving to the gym and I saw the sign tilted, and I'm like, who hit us. Like, I'm ready to just, like, take up and start fighting. And, yeah, it's my my reaction.
Yeah, I know. That was from the wind.
Oh,
from the storms.
Yeah, that's a little more reasonable.
Stuff.
Dude, what? I thought we didn't have this. I just found it.
What award did Kenny Chestup win?
Oh, yes.
The lady who calls Kenny Chestup.
Kenny Chestup.
What the?
And she calls him that every day. We used to try to correct her.
Nope.
But we just stopped because it's still Chestup.
What the award did Kenny Chestup win?
Big fan. The lady that sounds like a chicken laughing.
That pudding is always good.
What is that?
Columbo.
That pudding is always good.
What's always good?
Pudding.
Columbo. Oh,
pudding.
Columbo's the guy that calls
I thought he said pudding. I'm like, well, who would say pudding? Well, no, he did say pudding.
Pudding's always good.
And pudding's always good.
Happy birthday, Conway.
To?
Conway Twitty, I guess. I don't know.
Corn in the brownie.
Corn in the brownie. That was a nice one.
Let me see what I got here. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do. There's a lot that I can't do because it'll get us in a lot of trouble.
That's one of my favorites. I actually tried to recreate it two nights ago.
Really?
I was telling the story to the guy.
Oh, yeah. That one's not going to get.
Yeah, we can't play that one.
Let's see. Boy, I'm skipping a bunch here. I found a big pile of stuff that we can't.
So the reason why we did even keep them is because they mean something to us and never meant
these are never supposed to get out in the wild.
We were never ever going to play these. And so when we started doing it, it's one of my favorite things. Boy, they got a ton of people's cops out there.
Well, damn the rules.
Dems the rules.
Whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
Oh, that was Derek.
I'm glad that.
Can't do that.
I don't let other people contradict what I do.
No, he meant dictate what he does.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He was trying to tell us that he doesn't let people control him. And
I don't let other people contradict what I do.
Dictate, dude. Right. Dictate. Let's see.
In November, I got diagnosed with diabetes. So
that was the guy who said, yeah, very prominent diabetes.
Dilly dilly.
How did dilly dilly get in there?
Yeah, it's not even. I guess back in the time. Back then, it was something pretty hot.
Let's see. Oh, here's Drunk Patrick going, bye bye.
Okay, good. Bye bye.
Yeah, that was.
So good.
That was from Jamaica, I think.
Yep.
And he had we spent all him. Night oh, just gosh. Hammered.
And there was a hurricane coming in. And we had a listener. She called up. She goes, well, how is Patrick? There's a hurricane coming. It's going to hit Jamaica. And we're like, well, let's call him. So we just conference. And he answers. And we didn't. She just started going, Patrick. Patrick, get up. Get out. There's a storm. He was like, what? What?
Huh? What? We didn't talk at all. It was just her.
Yeah. Who's this? What's going on? Okay.
That's right. Look alive.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see what this is.
It just flooded my brain with endorphins.
I don't know, man. Okay. I don't know. Oh, here's a classic.
Fiance.
Fiance. For some reason, there is a subculture of people in America that don't say fiance. They say fiance. And she is one of them.
Fiance.
I've never heard that, but then and all of a sudden, there they started popping up. Yeah.
I had to change subject here, but the guy that we had on that was going to play after us with the podcast, with the interview, what's his name again?
Michael Cudlitz.
Michael Cudlitz. So I know that in The Walking Dead, he was one of the guys who got his head bashed in from Negan.
Yeah, Negan, he was the first one that Negan took the bat to.
Well,
okay, if you haven't seen season 7 by now, I can't help you.
And so he was out. So it was, do you think that they are going to, because in that interview, he said that he kind of agreed to come out of the storyline so that he could produce or something like that?
Direct.
Direct.
Yeah.
Do they make more money doing that, or do they make more acting, you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Producing is where all the money really is. Producing is where you're going to make big bucks. Because basically, a producer in Hollywood is not like a producer in music. And a producer in music, you're the person who's actually putting it together and mixing it and producing it and saying, okay, let's do a little more guitar here. Let's do it. They worry about the arrangements. Producers in Hollywood, the people who put up the cash. And that's how you get the title producer, executive producer.
Well, that's some of them. But then there's other producers, because a lot of actors, when they negotiate their contracts on successful shows, they become producers. And the idea is to have more input. So they're the story shapers, and they get high-level control of what's going to be in the shows. And then I think also there's some cash behind that, because as an actor, like I don't know, but I look at Abraham as part of an ensemble cast, right? Like the character.
Right.
There were so many people on The Walking Dead. There's only one director. I feel like he might have made a little more cash. If you break it down by episode, I would imagine there's more money.
I would like to know which ones were his episodes. I didn't know he was even directing on the show, because I watch the show still. I'm one of those people. I still watch The Walking Dead. Final season's about to happen, or the final half season, or whatever you want to call it. And then we get the movies. But yeah, I didn't know he was directing. It's weird too, because you can tell within the first 5 minutes of a show if it's going to be a gory show. You ever notice that? Like if it's going to be really gross, you're going to know within the first 5 minutes. It's interesting.
They do.
And they have different directors almost every episode, so they always feel different. There was one recently that I was like, I don't like the way this one feels. Oh, it was the one with the girl in the train car. I did not like that episode.
I get it. They're filming in COVID, so they really did like center on a couple of characters. But honestly, these last two episodes have been boring. Like this last episode, we literally watched Carol chase a mouse. Come on. I texted friends of mine. We all watched Walking Dead. I'm like, I don't mean to complain. However, this is a little much.
And she didn't even get to eat it.
No, it was the lowest rated episode they've ever had, too.
Yeah, well, it should be, because it sucked.
Because it was, yeah. Like,
I think we're all ready for them to bring back Rick in the movie and all that kind of stuff and find out what happened to him and who these stormtrooper people are and all that kind of stuff. You don't watch it anymore, do you, D?
No, I don't.
You were real into it for a while.
I was. It kind of really confusing. There are certain shows that have, I don't know. If you're not really, really, like you guys are like really into, especially Carson, it's easy to like, oh, okay, who was that again? And okay,
oh, you're
what's
so
going
right.
on? And then after a while, like, it's like, so it's like I was telling the guys the other night, when you get to college, you realize you have options, and you've got to be a good big boy or girl and do the right thing and go to class. I got to college. And I missed the class, and I was like so like, oh God, I can't believe I missed a class. I overslept, and then my roommate was like, "Dude, you don't even have to go to class." I'm like, really? He goes, "No." So once you don't go to a couple of classes, you get behind, and pretty soon you have no idea what's going on.
None.
And it took about 2 weeks, and I was. Lost ball and high grass.
Well, you know, it's funny because they launched the other shows. Fear the Walking Dead it's had highs and lows. I actually think I like it better than The Walking Dead now at this point. Like,
that's what a lot of people say.
Morgan is pretty awesome. Morgan left The Walking Dead, went to Fear. And then the other one, The World Beyond whatever, is horrible. Mm. Horrible. I gave it several episodes
and
I checked out. I'm like, this is the worst show ever.
There's exactly one character on there I like because I like the actor. And he's not enough to save
it. Is it the cute guy?
It's the adult in the group with the kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, him. Because he was on The Following and Younger. He's in a bunch of shows I love. And I think he's good. And I think his character would be interesting. But then you have these whiny children. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Nope. Nope,
yeah,
I'm out.
You know how I knew it was that guy that you liked? Because that's the only character my wife liked, too. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, we know why. We get that. I'm all right, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. I don't think I'll ever go back to that show. Fear, though, I'm kind of looking forward to. And I think they're going to bring the two of the worlds together. Like, yeah. I would see the Fear people get with the Alexandria people. Big D's lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm kind
of... Well, because part of the problem is, like he said, they would introduce new characters, and because the first two seasons, it was, I don't want to say it was a low-budget show, but it was a sleeper that not a lot of people were watching it, so it was a very finite amount of characters you had on the show, so you became invested in them. Then suddenly it was like, we have this massive hit. Let's make it bigger, because now we have money to do things, and we're going to bring in 42 million characters, and you're not invested in any of them. You don't care. You're like, oh, are you still here? And then, like, oh, they're going to have a big death. And you're like, oh, wah, I'm so sad they died. I don't even remember your name, right? Yeah, they're still the only couple that you care about. And when you dilute it, I think people, like D, go, yeah, if I've already lost track and then you've got to wait months between seasons and you forget who these people are.
Yeah.
Like, I also think, you know, where you're talking about this, too, is they not only did they go too big, but they also... They got too diverse. I know that sounds weird to say it, but I loved the core group that they had. They should have only added one person at a time. You kill one, you add one. You kill one, you add one. And then it would have been better. Then I think you would have gotten to it because there was like the Muslim doctor guy who...
Yeah, liked, and then he killed him.
Yeah, and then I was like, the way they did it too, I was like, what are you doing?
But Father Gabriel is still alive. Every time that guy comes on my screen, I'm like, why is he not dead?
Gabriel with that wonky eye.
Ugh, bro.
Big D, no. did you know he has the wonky eye now?
Who?
I don't think you're disrespecting a future U.S. Army soldier.
Remember that kid?
Yeah. You know, that kid went on to be, he went into the Army.
Did he really?
Yeah, he sure did.
That was a kid from Vine back in the day. Yeah. It was so cool because... Yeah. You disrespected a future U.S. Army soldier. My favorite. Let's see. We got,
Carson, I love you.
Oh, Garth Brooks. Telling you he loves you.
Carson, I love you.
Gatorade.
I drink Gatorade to keep me from...
Gatorade.
Keeps me little.
I drink Gatorade to keep from eating so I can stay little.
Dude, should we try so that? Great.
Maybe.
Going to jail now. Oh yeah, going to jail now.
Here's a classic.
Oh, good for you,
Christian Bale.
Good morning.
Hello. Apparently, we do
that
a
lot.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. People call us all the time, and they'll have these awkward laughs. Hey, Big D and Bubba, and you're like, why are you laughing?
Yes, there's nothing funny.
Nothing funny.
Good morning.
Hello.
That is awesome. That's
I got my sweetheart a stick cup.
God, man. What was that?
That was just this deep. I don't know. It's just titled Greg's Squeal of Happiness. I love our jobs, man. Like, seriously. Oh, here's one of Big D's favorites.
Did you mean to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That dude
video.
That shot himself.
The guy, he's teaching these guys at a course.
He's the gun instructor.
Yeah, and he pulled the hammer.
He just had I don't know what he did. He had a misfire or something. He shot the gun.
Had his finger on the trigger. And...
Did you mean to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you mean it?
It's like that video I watched on loop probably 86 times. The guy that does a backflip like outside of a bar and he's got a gun in his pocket and it goes off when he falls on his face.
Yes.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Ooh, he's in that crowd. I think somebody got hit with that one too. Let's see.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
Oh, yes. Yes, Walter.
He found some socks.
I got
hello.
Hello. Hello.
That's right. I am a legend.
Oh, yes, you are.
That's a funny one. I can't play. Nor can I play this one. Nor can I play that one. Or this one. Wow.
How much older than your boyfriend are you?
4 months, 10 days.
Like, who knows how much older they are to that exacting number.
How much older than your boyfriend are you?
4 months, 10 days.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, I like him too. I forgot about that guy. Huh?
And I can put it in a bun.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't hardly move. I got one leg.
You never know who you're talking to. You know, you never know.
We
answer the phone. We're like, hi, on the radio show.
It's a what do you call those grab bags or whatever?
I got chills.
They're multiplying.
Yep.
Bubba, I have to get to my house to
what?
Man, I got
things to do.
I got
you
electrician.
Don't have
I have my
to do?
Super electrician coming over to fix my stuff that's been broken for 10 years.
Did I tell you I changed out a power socket, whatever you want to call it, the little electrical receptacle, whatever?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did that with a YouTube video.
Wow.
See, man. I mean, I know. Yeah. I don't know. Electricity scares me. I don't want to.
It scares me, too.
I know.
You don't think I was freaked out? I went and I shut off. All the, you know, you go to the breaker and you shut everything off, and I was still like, it's going to get me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get me. Mm-hmm. It kind of freaks me out.
Well, yeah, I think they should, if they're stupid.
Man, I think we do need to call it right here.
Oh.
They get it. Yeah, I think we've reached that point.
I've got a couple of them that, yeah. Nope.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Just for Carson, though.
I don't want your life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a classic.
What did Gar say again? That one was better.
I don't want your life.
Carson, I love you.
That's a better one.
Thank you for listening to... I don't even know what I'm doing now. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And for those of you who have watched on YouTube or Facebook or wherever you may be, you're awesome. Normally, we would not have ever even done this podcast. This podcast... Normally, it's Good Friday when we're taping this. We wouldn't have come to work. I don't know why we came to work today. Everybody else has taken today off. Yeah. Why are we here?
I don't know. I asked you if you were going to work Friday, and you both said yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we don't think sometimes. You just said Friday. You didn't say, are you going to work Good Friday?
I believe I said it was Friday.
Yeah, I knew. No, we said
That's actually what you both said to me.
I don't know, man. All right. Well, thank you again for watching the podcast, listening to the podcast, all that good stuff. Right after the closing jingle, Michael Cudlitz from The Walking Dead, from Band of Brothers, from Clarice. He will be joining us. Very cool interview. He's an interesting dude, too. So stick around for that.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But
that's okay.
Listen to the regular show.
It's okay.
On the radio.
Every day.
It was the podcast.
Okay. Okay.
Michael Cudlitz joins us. He is on. It's back after the Michael, is it after all of the NCAA tournament stuff? Is why Clarice got pushed back.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. Sorry.
A nice long like yeah.
But it's back on tonight on CBS. Good to see you, man. I know, it gets a little clunky because it's like we're being...
I can barely hear you. I'm just trying to stick to the facts, man.
Yeah, I got you. I know. It's everyone's being connected. I feel like we got somebody with a, you know, a coat hanger holding up going, okay, he's on now. Go ahead. Here's Michael.
Don't move.
Glad you're with us. Carson, last time I think we had Michael on, it was Walking Dead season, right?
Yeah, so it's been a hot minute.
Yeah, it's been a little while. But... Michael, is there a return I'm hearing?
A return on Walking Dead?
Like a flashback in the movie, maybe?
No. Maybe in the movies. There's been, look, any of us can come back in the film because we're not sure if they're going to happen current time. You know, the whole film is going to be the whole story will be a flashback. There's been a lot of talk with a bunch of us as to what, you know, what they're going to be. So until it's real, it's just talk, obviously. But I am back anyway because I've been directing over there. So I'm still very much involved with the show and with the family. And, my time with them is continuing as we speak.
Was that part of the deal? Like you're like, all right, look, you can bash my head in, but I want to be a director.
Actually, ironically, it was purposefully not part of a deal. Because I told them when we were getting ready to leave that I wanted to come back and direct. And they had brought up and said, well, do you want to try to make that part of your contract to leave? Because they basically had to renegotiate my contract to have me keep quiet for a year because they wanted to keep the secret. So they were holding me from doing other work, even though I wasn't even working on their show. So we had to figure out how that would make sense because it's like, not to be a jerk, but why would I keep your secret and not work for a year when I'm, you know.
Yeah, that's an expensive secret, right?
Working nonstop. Oh, sure, I'll take off a year so you can have your little story.
Is that when you got involved with opening up those secret clubs?
What I basically said to them was, I do want to direct, but I'm not going to put it in the contract because then I'm forcing you. I said I only want to come back and direct if it makes sense, if you guys want me here. And, you know, we can do something really cool. I said, I won't twist anybody's arm because that's lose-lose. You know, it's going to be my first time directing. I don't need to force somebody into that.
Yeah. Well, like I asked, I don't know if you could hear, is that when you started opening up those secret clubs, like the little speakeasies?
That started, I've always wanted to open up a cigar joint of my own, specifically in Vegas. Because whenever I traveled there, I could never find a place that I really liked. There's a bunch of lounges there, and none of them were a place that I would go to. But when I was working in Atlanta, I fell in love with this place called the Red Phone Booth, which is in Midtown in Atlanta, Georgia, and started chatting with the owner and said, look, I've been wanting to do my own place, and haven't really had the time, you know, for all the right reasons. I've been just busy. I said, but if you guys ever look to expand, I would love to be part of it. And about 8 months later, they contacted me and said, hey, you still interested? And I said, yep. And now I got a new place in Nashville that we opened up this past December 5th, a year ago, December 5th. And then we're opening up another one in northern part of Atlanta called Buckhead, and we're opening up another one in the one in Buckhead will be open in a month, and then we're opening another one out in the Colony just outside of Dallas before the end of the year.
Is this one of the kind of places you go up and you have to like scan your eye or eyeball, or you have to how do you get in?
No, you know what it is you there's an English style red phone booth out front. You go in, you dial a number, and the back of the phone booth opens up to let you in, and you're sort of transported into this, you know, 1920s speakeasy.
Do you have to dial a specific number?
Friendly whiskey. It's wonderful.
Do you have to dial like a special number, or is it any number?
Yeah. No, a special number.
It is
and it's designed to
four.
Make the experience fun. It's not designed to keep you out necessarily. It's designed to make it more fun to get in.
Okay.
And you get the number from the local concierge or from someone who knows the number.
Well, you know I know the number.
Know the number. Don't share it on social media, because if they do, then we have to change the number.
Carson said she knows the number.
I do.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
I actually, I was there one night and I saw you there.
What, him?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep, smoking a cigar and I was there having dinner.
So you were there early on when we opened.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Because we shut down 3 months after for the pandemic.
Yep.
But we're doing great. Were you in the VIP part of it, or were you meaning we had like VIP openings where we weren't, they were soft openings?
I was.
Or were you there once they opened?
I was invited to the VIP opening, and I did become a member. So it worked.
Great.
How come she gets invited to all this stuff and we don't?
You liked it, but apparently you did.
I did very much like it. Yeah,
Michael, thanks for inviting Carson.
I would invite Carson.
Yeah. Reach out to me on social media. Direct message me on my Twitter, and I'll make sure the rest of you guys get the code.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What's he doing?
Go there one night.
We're going to get the code
from... make sure you have a good time.
Bull Randleman from Band of Brothers is going to give us the code.
That's right. Well, make sure you check it out. Clarice on CBS, it's tonight. It's back, and looking forward to seeing that and all the other projects. Michael, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon. Carson's already DMing you, so you're about to see it pop up. This is going to be the most annoying thing you've ever experienced. So heads up, here we come.
No, never. All good. Did we meet?
No. I'm not gonna bug you. You were at your bar.
I'm there. No, but I'm there. Like, it's so funny. My partners are like, well, we don't want to bug you. I'm like, that's why I'm a partner. I'm there to be bugged.
Well, now I know.
I'm there to make everybody have a great time.
All right, we're looking for the future selfie.
That was a mistake that Michael just made. Yeah.
Yep.
Michael,
if you see me, don't be afraid.
Michael Cudlitz, again, like Big D said, Clarice, every Thursday on CBS.
Thank you, Michael.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.